time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Spring is around the corner and racing will be here before you know it. Go to greatlakesdragaway.com to order your season passes, discounted tickets, or to inquire about a track rental.
Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane on the Wendy's Big Show, being interrupted by Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. One of his favorite things to do is break news. And Sparky, the floor is yours.
All right. So we were complaining about them not having coordinators. Well,
no, you were complaining. We weren't complaining. You complained about them.
Well, clearly, they've got a coordinator now.
Go ahead. Who is
it? I mean, if you could think of any offensive team to hire somebody from, it has to be the Jacksonville Jaguars. So they're bringing in
Hackett.
Nathaniel Hackett, the Jaguars offensive coordinator, to be the Packers offensive coordinator, and I'm sure Aaron Rodgers is excited because look at everything he's done there. So his dad was good.
Nathaniel Hackett.
His dad, Paul Hackett, was pretty good for a while.
Take my drink of my green and gold.
His dad, Paul Hackett, was pretty good in the NFL for a while. He overstayed his welcome, I think, a little bit before as he got older, but he was really good there for a while in college and in the pros. Paul Hackett was pretty good. And Nathaniel Hackett, I didn't look up his age, but I'm guessing he's a pretty young dude.
Yeah.
So him and Matt LaFleur will grow together.
Well, now LaFleur's going to call the plays.
39 years old, right in line.
Same age as LaFleur.
They want young guys up there.
Right.
Except for Pettit. But LaFleur's going to call the plays. So you're going to have another office coordinator to just.
Leroy.
I don't know what these guys
Leroy.
Do. I really don't.
What did you like about Jacksonville's offense last year?
I liked them well when they had people that were healthy, but the quarterback stinks. I mean, that you can start there. Quarterback's no good. But I will say this, though. He played good enough a couple years ago. They went to the championship game.
Was he the offensive coordinator a couple years ago?
It don't matter. I'm just somebody what's in the building.
When was he the offensive coordinator there for?
He is the offensive coordinator there through 16 to 18 and was the quarterback's coach 15 and 16.
So he developed So Bortles is his guy.
Yeah, so you got to give him the good and the bad. Mostly bad.
That's correct.
Mostly terrible.
You want the
terrible.
You want the coaching resume of one Nathaniel Hackett? He started as an assistant linebackers coach at UC Davis in 2003. Then in 2003, the same year, he became an offensive assistant with Stanford. Stanford then a coach's assistant in 2004, intern, recruiting coordinator for Stanford in 2005. Then went to the NFL to be a quality controls coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 06-07, 08-09, offensive quality control coach in Buffalo, to Syracuse to go coach quarterbacks and tight ends in 2010. Then at Syracuse, he was the offensive coordinator, 2011, 2012. Then went with Doug Marrone as the offensive coordinator with the Buffalo Bills, 13-14, to the Jacksonville Jaguars from 15-18 last
this
3 years as offensive
when you're
coordinator.
In a hurry. This is what happens when you're in a hurt. But they satisfied Steve, though.
Now
they got somebody.
Now, there you go. So he ended up in Jacksonville because he was boys with Doug Marrone at Syracuse.
Steve, I told you they do that.
Was the head football coach.
They
that explains to you
guys.
How he ends up here.
Remember the quarterback's coach? From Aaron's quarterback coach this year? He was somebody knew him from somewhere. Mm-hmm. Got him a job. So, again, this is what you get when you're in a hurt. Yeah.
Rather would have Clemson's
so you feel
offensive
good, Steve?
Coordinator.
Daniel.
You got what you want. You feel good?
I got a guy. I'm not sure if this is the guy that I wanted necessarily, but they
but
got
no,
a guy.
But no. You just wanted, hey, man, you was worried. Now they got your guy.
They got an offensive coordinator. So we'll see. I don't know anything about Jacksonville's offense to say that I'm excited
what
about.
What do you need to look at it for to know about their offense?
They run the ball.
Well, I know
Allen Robinson is up in Chicago.
I know their offense isn't very good, but as far as scheme-wise and stuff like that, I'm not really – I don't know a whole bunch about their offense.
Now, he's going to want to run the football. Now, they've been doing that with the running back they had that's always hurt.
Because they had no quarterback.
Leonard Fournette,
yeah.
Who
they're also trying to get rid of, by the way.
No, they made up.
They did? That was nice.
They made up. They're good.
And
that was
T.J.
nice.
Yeldon is the third down guy. So he's been around dual running backs as well.
Rob Domofsky, Packers are indeed expected to make Nathaniel Hackett their offensive coordinator.
We beat him with it,
as Rap Sheet said. That's a big hire to get someone with strong offensive ties to the West Coast system. He's the son of Paul Hackett, who coincidentally was one of Mike McCarthy's early influences.
But why isn't the quarterback any good? Tweet that out to who wrote that?
Rob Domofsky.
Yeah, I'll text it to him. Never
mind. I was going to say, I'll tweet it at him if you want.
What are the reviews of Blake Bortles down in Jacksonville?
Oh, man, come on.
That's what I'm saying. It's not your Rodgers.
And here comes, Nathaniel Hackett. Wait a second here. I just watched what you did at Bortles. Why the hell do I want to listen to you for?
Wait.
Right? I mean, isn't that what he's going to say?
There is a, there
I
is
can
is
be wrong.
Exactly what
tell
he's
me.
Say.
But what can save the day if he get a good quarterback's coach that can step in the room and say, to be the outlier, to say we got to do this because that's what he's good at. I'm going to teach him to do this. We got the offense shaped around that. So those are just the coordinators. But the position coaches, the first one, the most important guy next is the quarterback's coach, right? You'd have to think. Because that guy is going to have some kind of influence on Rodgers. He's the guy that Rodgers is going to spend 11 hours a day with, not the coordinators. The coordinators just shape what the program is. The head coach makes the calls. And that's what we did with Andy Reid, all these other guys when they were back at, you know, mm-hmm. the Packers. You know, Holmgren called the plays. But these other guys shaped the dynamics of what are we going to do on 3rd and 12, 4th and 7, all these numbers. But the quarterback's coach, the next guy, it's going to be huge, okay?
Are you willing to bring in somebody that Aaron Rodgers just says, hey, man, this is the dude that I want to be my quarterback's coach?
I don't want him in no influence on who you bring in. I really don't. Because I'm not trying to be his brother at this point. I'm trying to be his parent.
Steve?
That makes a big difference.
No, not really. I don't really know. I mean, the head coach was the biggest deal for me as far as who the head coach was, as long as he was in on that. Now, the rest of this coaching staff, I don't really care what he thinks one way or the other. As long as he's on board with the head coach who's also the play caller. Now, this is a little bit different if the head coach would have been, say, Pettine or a defensive-minded guy, and now you really need to get down with the offensive coordinator and the quarterback's coach. I think those are two different scenarios. But because the head coach is also the guy calling the plays at this point, LaFleur is, I don't think it's as much of a difference because, correct me if I'm wrong, Leroy, I think the quarterback's coach will be the buffer now.
Yes.
If LaFleur ever challenges him at all, I don't know. But if that were to happen, I think the quarterback's coach then would be that buffer between LaFleur and the quarterback if he were to challenge Rodgers, which
that would be
don't know.
And that would be the equivalent of a sibling if you put it in a family hierarchy. But you also have to look at it as the parenting part of it. You got to do what your parents tell you. When you want to do what you want, do what you want to do, move out. Now you got to set, you know, everything will be set precedent once they get the quarterback's coach. Then everything else will fall in place.
So we're assuming it's going to be another young guy, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Imagine
but
a
I would bring in, I would definitely bring in some retreads at this point. You got enough kids up there. Now you need some adults.
Ooh, I got the special teams coach for you.
50s.
I got it. It's going to be Brett Bielema, everybody.
Oh, jeez.
Does he know special teams?
That's his thing, yeah.
That well, if defense, he knows special teams,
that's
yeah.
your guy, too.
Defense and special
if
teams.
If anybody is pulling for Brett Bielema, man, it's Steve Sparky Fiver.
Oh he picked Kidding the wrong me? Day because Steve wasn't having a good day that day. He told Steve.
You had your head down on the table laughing.
I was crying laughing.
Gary wasn't
he
here
wasn't
that
in a
day.
Good mood either.
Yeah, and me and Bielema
you know
just
why,
screamed
though?
At each other.
He came in ready for a fight.
Sure
you don't
did.
Need to do that. You don't need to do that.
He
we're
did.
Going
that
to,
was in here?
Yes, we called him up.
We went at it.
Get your facts straight, Sparky. We could dig it up.
That was on the air. Talking about non-conference
live.
Schedule.
It was live.
Yeah. Gary wasn't here to stop it. And Leroy was laughing his butt
I'm
off.
I'm letting it go.
Just let
I
go.
Love,
had his head down in his hands and just laughing.
I love pettiness. I love it. Yep. He just going at Steve. Like, dude, just take it easy.
Away we went. He came in looking for a fight.
Yes, he did.
He started
yes, he
off
did.
With,
yes,
hey,
he
you
did.
Know, maybe someday you can go to lunch and tell me all about it. Tell me how to do my job or something like that. I said, well, I'm available if you need some help. And then away
Uh-oh.
We went.
Oh,
it was
man.
On.
He shouldn't even have to do that. Just do your thing.
See, he's too nice nowadays.
I didn't start
Who?
It with Bielema.
Steve.
Bielema
now, that
started
time,
with me.
Steve kind of knew it was coming, I think.
Yeah, but I didn't start it for the record.
No.
Like Herb
no,
Cole, when Herb Cole and I went at it, I went in there with the intention of starting it to see what would happen.
Well,
oh,
you
I
started,
remember that
one.
And
I remember
we went at it for eight.
One.
We went at it for 8 minutes. Right
he started
there
with
in the Cousins Center.
Mark Murphy started that one.
Murphy, I started that one too. Sure. I did.
That was
Steve,
good.
Steve trying to be the, you know.
I want answers.
You know what he want? He trying to be the bad guy. It's okay.
No, he's just trying
I
to get some
answers,
man.
But
Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
But listen.
It's Wendy's Big Show.
When you want an answer, get one. That's one of the guys can't take yes for an answer. He's not saying what I'm supposed to say. Now I'm going to cross-talk him to get what. No, just get his answer. You can always go back and forth. Just get his answer.
Silverstein is reporting that Hackett and Monken, who we were talking about earlier, were the only two interviewed for the offensive coordinator position after they realized they couldn't get LaFleur's brother or their run game coordinator in San Francisco, Mike McDaniel, who the whole league apparently wants.
Munkin would have been
great. Loves that dude.
Right.
Munkin would have been great. I really think that Flores would have been another guy that was going to get a hard look if something didn't work up with these LaFleur, Munkin, these guys. Yep. They were going away from what the big splash everybody wanted. People wanted a splash name.
Here's why.
But I will say this, though, Steve. Matt LaFleur will go down as arguably the best-looking coach we've ever had in history.
Agreed.
Green Bay.
Yeah, I'm with you. Nathaniel Hackett, this is from Ross Uglum on Twitter. Quarterbacks who have started in a Nathaniel Hackett offense.
Yeah. It's been a bunch of them now.
Here, now, listen to this list.
Uh-oh.
E.J. Manuel. Thad Lewis.
Oh, my God.
Jeff Toole.
Thad Lewis. Oh, I thought that guy was on Blue Mountain State.
Yeah. Jeff Toole. Kyle Orton.
I love that name.
E.J. Manuel again.
Yeah.
Blake Bortles,
oh my goodness.
Cody Kessler.
Oh, okay. Now, to be fair to him.
And now he gets Rodgers?
Wait a minute. To be fair to him, he didn't pick none of these guys. They gave them to him. That's 100 now. I don't say you can scum through that door. I just got to teach you. If you're giving me trash through the door, that ain't going to make them, you know, from the jury center. They're going to be still trash, right?
No doubt.
To be fair, he ain't picking this people they gave him.
Those
the
his
issue was up top. Why y'all giving me these people? And that's the reason why he left. I got to go, man. Y'all ain't helping me out. Y'all just giving me these guys. Gave Blake Bortles another deal. He probably could say, don't do that. Don't. Oh, we gave it to him now. Well, guess what? You stuck with him now. I'm going over here to God's country in Wisconsin.
Maybe they told him
a championship.
Maybe Tom Coughlin walked down into Nathaniel Hackett's office this week and said, "Hey, man, so we're getting rid of Blake. We know you don't like him at all. I got a dude that's perfect for what we do. His name's Eli. I'm going to bring him in. One of my old friends. You can coach him."
They got bad news, Tom.
I'm out of here.
Got a chance to go coach Aaron Rodgers. Have fun with Eli. Gotta go.
The Packers have an offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett, formerly of the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Syracuse Orange, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Through my reading, have not been able to find him working with a top 15 offense, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I guess we'll wait and see how this all plays out. You know, Leroy brought up the fact of, you know, the Rodgers, all that stuff, 39 years old, like Matt LaFleur. You got wide receivers going into their second year. West Coast guy from, obviously, his dad, Paul Hackett, having an influence on Mike McCarthy early on. McCarthy's career, I think they were in Kansas City together, off the top of my head. That's probably where they were together on the coaching staff. So definitely some influence there. And you're taking that offense and those theories and philosophies, Leroy, and you're going to try and mesh it with the Shanahan-McVay philosophy on how they want to run things. This could be a very different type of offense than anybody else is running in the NFL if you merge those two theories and ideas together as far as putting together a playbook.
Yeah, especially if what I wanted, and we talked about it, the West Coast-style offense was the first offense I saw that has a lot of moving parts, it's a very, a theory, it's just theory to it that you always have somebody open. Out of the five eligible guys, that somebody will be open if you go through your progression, and it's always from short to long, not from long to short.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Steve Young has always been one of the most, completion percentage and ratings and all, he's always been Montana and the Super Bowl and all that. And even Brett Favre to a point, but Brett had this mind that no one's ever seen, that I can make every throw, and I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna take chances, you know. And we absolutely loved that, just loved it. So if you're not gonna take chances on 50-50, then whatever the defense gives you, we'll take it. Just like we talked about with Tom Brady, man. Tom Brady's favorite receivers. James White.
Sure.
That's West Coast, okay? West Coast, just throw it down. Just check it down. Dorsey Levin went to the Pro Bowl because of that. Called like 60, 70 balls, man. Just that's what you do. And now when these guys come up, because these running backs and tight ends are catching so many balls, you get them deep now. That's when you'll start to see it. That's what they're trying to do. But it has to be a philosophy that these guys can learn quick enough to where you can do some damage. And that may take the whole offseason because the playbook is can't be put together until you get every staff member together to take Mike McCarthy's playbook and send it down to the shredder, okay?
Mm-hmm. That's all you can do with it.
You can't keep none of that.
None of it. Don't want it.
Yeah, because if you're going to keep that, keep him or keep somebody on the staff that can teach it. But it's down to the shredder.
Reading a little bit off as I look through here, the
net
total yards. Well,
you never was a real good reader.
No, I never really was.
You got your glasses on, though. What is your excuse?
Not good at. They're not bifocals or anything like that.
I'll go with you. Go ahead.
In 2017, the points per game, Jacksonville was actually fifth in the league. Total points per game, they were fifth in takeaways or giveaway, takeaway, differential, turnover differential.
Their defense is out of control.
2017, the Packers' point differential was 20, or the points per game was 20, obviously, playing nine of those games with Brent Hundley didn't help. This year, with Leonard Fournette out most of the season, Jacksonville's scoring offense points per game comes in at a whopping 15.3, 31st out of 32 teams. Nathaniel Hackett, the offensive coordinator of that Jacksonville
get out
team.
Of Jacksonville? And I love Jacksonville. That's my city.
Not with the Green Bay Packers.
I mean, Jacksonville just everything to
me. I just had a buddy just moved down to Jacksonville.
It's a great place, man. Great. Great place. Cheap, too.
So let me ask you this. What kind of quarterbacks coach do you want here, Leroy?
I want a guy.
You want like a gray hair guy, old guy that's been around the block a couple hundred years, or what do you want?
Man, I would love a retread. I would love that.
Jim Caldwell?
Yes. In a heartbeat.
I wanted him for the head coach.
I would love that.
Would that make you happy at all?
I can't see him becoming a quarterbacks coach. I'd be fine with Caldwell. Fine. Sure. Great.
You'll be surprised when he guy just want a coach, man.
Marty Mortimer's out there. He got fired. That's a retread.
Wow, that face from Leroy Butler and Marty Mortenweg's name just came up.
You're not putting him out there for the coin flip. All he's got to do is coach up Aaron Rodgers.
Y'all need to stop this stuff.
Why'd you have to do that to that man? He's got kids.
Ask me the question. Reset the question, Steve.
Who do you want as quarterback's coach? What kind of qualities do you want in the quarterback's coach?
See, if you get a retread experienced guy, there's your buffer that you say to keep Aaron Rodgers in line. Okay, get it. If you give him a young quarterback's coach, the perception is going to be, well, he's going to run over that guy and run over the coordinator, and guess what? He may do it to the coach. But if you give him a retread, a guy that he respects, Aaron Rodgers, as Steve said, is going to be MVP next year. And I would agree with that in some aspects, but it depends on who he's listening to every single day. And that guy has to do one thing that I think Fritz Schirmer is the reason why I was all pro four times. You got to listen to your players too. You have to. You can't be a dictator in this business. You have to be a teacher, okay? You have to be a teacher. That's why I love teachers. Without teachers, the world would stop spinning. It would be, I would have obviously been dumber, but my teachers were awesome. That's why I was smarter. You have to have somebody that can teach and at the same time listen. Okay, when a teacher has you come to the chalkboard, she doesn't yell at you. You get a chance to go up there and say what you think, and she'll say yes or no, but she'll make sure she understands that when you leave that board, you know what the hell you're talking about. So you need a retread would do that. A new guy from a college somewhere, he may not know that.
414-799-1250 will take
not to
your
say
reaction.
It can't be done.
No
he
doubt.
He just asked me what I
sure.
want. I want somebody 50, 60, I don't know, just – hang on, drink a lot of coffee, no sugar, no cream, nothing. Married for about 54 years.
Nathaniel Hackett hasn't been alive for 54 years, only 39 years old. He's the new
Marty
Mortenweg
is 56.
Of the Green Bay
he
Packers.
He fit then, Steve.
Marty Mortenweg is only 56?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's been coaching 56 years.
I know Marty because he's a – but now he will actually make sense, Steve. You know why? West Coast. That's our West Coast guy.
Correct.
He was here with us.
Mm-hmm.
He's a West Coast guy.
An absolute West Coast
and
guy.
And a former head coach. Not a good one. But
and Marty Mortenweg, here's a nugget. You want a nugget by Mortenweg?
I like nuggets.
Love him.
He may be the only guy that can abbreviate this West Coast information. You don't have to spit out a whole paragraph. Because that's what it is. Two jet white, all go special, X, Y hook, Z in out. He'll just give you two or three words. Let's go. He's the only guy that could do that. That's why he keep getting jobs. So, yeah, bring him in, Steve. What are you doing? Where is he?
Unemployed. Got fired.
Just got fired from?
Just waiting for his next job.
Baltimore,
okay,
right?
His goal is to work on all 32 teams.
Well, he need to come on back in and come on back home.
Come back
full
home.
Circle.
Yeah.
Full circle. He'll be a great quarterback.
That's what
coach.
You're talking about. You're talking about some older dude that's been around. Caldwell's a former head coach.
I think about it, he would fit.
Morningwig's a former head coach.
Very respectable.
All these guys.
Because he's been a head coach before. Right. Aaron would respect him. And I think he'll get the best out of him because he'll teach all these abbreviations to if they go to West Coast. Go West Coast, guy. I wish you guys could see that playbook. It's a head spinner.
So now that the offensive coordinator's locked in, you want Sparky as Matt LaFleur picking the wide receivers coach who they're going to interview somebody tomorrow.
Sean Jefferson,
like.
Former Patriots wide receiver. Darren Reezy, the special teams coordinator for the Dolphins, is coming in to interview.
Yeah. Do you want more of it to be Hackett's choice of who he has the rest of his staff, or is it all still on Matt LaFleur?
LaFleur.
Yeah, I agree with LaFleur needs to do it. But Jefferson is from Jacksonville, as myself. He went to a rival high school. Great guy. Love the guy. We've been friends for
– Who got the best of one another?
He was way faster, but I was better looking. No question.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah. Who cares how fast you are if you're cute, right?
We're still in Great Lakes Dragaway. Pick a lane. We will get back to the phone calls on these. Right lane, would you do Corey Ray and Freddie Peralta for Madison Bumgarner?
No, I'm keeping Corey Ray. Man, Bumgarner has been.
What did you learn about the Green Bay Packers over the weekend
watching
the divisional playoff rounds?
Leave me alone. It was a joke.
And the left lane is Giannis Antetokounmpo, the type of player you have to see once in your lifetime.
It's a joke.
You don't want to jump in on any of that one either?
No.
He will later on as we keep going here on Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane. Your calls next. Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane on the Wendy's Big Show. It happens at 5 o'clock, the whole 5 o'clock hour. As we take you home on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, Leroy Butler, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer as well, as we are taking your reaction to Nathaniel Hackett being named the newest offensive coordinator of the Green Bay Packers,
Steve,
39 years old,
is.
From Jacksonville, had with the Jacksonville Jaguars the last 3 years.
One of your best friends, we called up, get ready for Hot Stove, of course, at 6 o'clock. He had the nerve to say his Cowboys going to win a Super Bowl in 3 years. After I threw up in my mouth and re-swallowed it, he went further. He said,
double down.
Yeah, he did double down. And he split eights against a 10. And said they will win a Super Bowl in the next 3 years before the Packers.
Not with that head coach.
Stop it.
Not with that head coach. I for loving me, I don't understand why the Cowboys would extend that dude. Like I don't
mind him keeping him. But
as a Packer fan, you want him to keep him, but I just don't see it. I just don't.
I think they give him a lifetime contract. I love that guy. One of my favorite coaches in football, Jason.
I was a Cowboy fan growing up, not like Tim and these guys that front runners after they start winning. I was a Cowboy fan when they cut the umbilical cord. Okay. But when I got that phone call to come to the Packers, hey, man, it's been the G ever since. They ain't finna win nothing down there.
We also just completely cut the cord on Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane, when we heard about Nathaniel Hackett being the new offensive coordinator. Do we want to circle back, get a little taste for all the people that were still working before when we did all the answers? Mm-hmm. You were a Corey Ray fan, Leroy Butler?
Yes.
When he got drafted? Yep. Still a Corey Ray fan?
Yep.
Corey Ray, Freddie Peralta for Madison Bumgarner. You doing it if you're David Stearns?
Child, please, no. Oh, I ain't doing that. I got two guys that are going to put me where I want to be in the next year or two. I'm going to keep that going. I was one game away and didn't even need that. I don't fall in love with names. I fall in love with results. And the guy has not been where he's supposed to be. I mean, he has the pedigree now and the history. All that's good. But for an expiring contract, which is not a lot of money, so which is okay, but I'm not trying to put him in my rotation, especially, you know, I don't know what's going on with Jimmy Nelson. I don't know what's going on with a lot of the rotation at this point. But if I got my same bullpen, I ain't in no hurry to do that.
$12 million for Madison Bumgarner is what the salary would be this year.
And that's cheap. And you already gutted your whole system, you know, with Yelich, which paid for itself, and, you know, Kane and all these guys and making trades. But at the same time, Corey Ray is almost, you know, Corbin Burns is your guy. But Hera and all these guys, it has to be some untouchables. But I'm the other team. Of course I'm asking for those guys.
Right.
Can't even drink yet. Of course I want him.
And the price could be from Dan O'Dowd at MLB Network, where we get the proposal of possibly Corey Ray and Freddie Peralta or Corey Ray and Corbin Burns, and that was where you put the brakes on the possibility, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
I'm not trading Corbin Burns. I'm not trading Keston here. Outside of that, The rest of everybody Corey else.
Corey need to be one of your untouchables, too, dang. They can get anybody they want.
I'm good. So they can trade him. They can trade Peralta.
Yeah,
no,
I'm good. Ready.
Yeah, that's fine. They can trade those guys. Doesn't really matter to me. The only two I really care about are Burns and
I like
Kessinger.
What you said about the Rams. Tie that in.
Well, look, I mean, the Rams
like what you said
spent
Rams.
A bunch of money, did a bunch of stuff on the defensive side of the football, pushing all their chips in and going for it. Now, if they don't go to a Super Bowl this year, then people are going to go, oh, boy, they wasted all that money and wasted all the draft capital, whatever else they want to throw at the Rams for blowing up by going for it this year. I'm not going to be one of those guys. I think what they did was right. They saw how close they were last year. They believe in the head coach in McVay. They thought that they were in a position to go for it this year, so they went for it. Now, the Milwaukee Brewers
and they got
are
a quarterback on a rookie deal.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Jared
Goff. Now's the time to
and
do
a
it.
Stud running back in Gurley, and Aaron Donald, who's the MVP of the league on the other side of the ball.
CJ Anderson.
290-pound CJ Anderson.
And run over anybody.
What the hell happened to him? Anyways, so
the man just had got a game ball. What are you talking about?
He looks like Mike Tolbert.
He gained another human being since the last time I saw him play. What the hell happened to him?
There's nothing wrong with this man. This man playing good. It's about results. Cool.
I didn't say he didn't play well. I just said what happened. That's all I'm saying is
results. Cause y'all need to be fat shaming people.
I'm not fat shaming.
You guys, Steve, you only 130 pounds. That's not nice.
Hey man, obviously
everybody
he didn't.
Can't have your metabolism.
Right. He reinvented himself to get back on the football field. That's how he chose to do it. I hope they find the person that's missing. Listen, so
another human
right.
Being.
So this is
be
this
nice.
Is, this
guy's
is
awesome,
you
man.
Oh wow, you,
this is it. So Kyle, who is with who's he with? Brew Crew Ball, Baseball Perspectives, Milwaukee. So he tweeted out about an hour ago how he thinks this is going to shape up for the rotation. Right,
okay.
Chasen, okay. Anderson, Chase Anderson,
who
Davies,
was pulled from the postseason
correct.
Lineup last year.
Davies and Burns are your top four. Then after that, it's one more between Woodruff, Guerra, Hader, Knebel, Jeffers, Claudio, Hauser, Elbers, and Nelson. Again, assuming he's ready to start the season. So let's just say it's Nelson, and you put Nelson up there. So it's Nelson, Chasen, Anderson, Davies, Burns. What does that do for anybody? Tell me.
You almost swayed me when you read that list.
That's where Las Vegas is getting 83.5 from on their over-under on the win total.
Just how does that going to work? I'm sorry. Look.
Mm-hmm.
Anderson is out of there, and I put in Baumgartner
bullpen.
In place of Anderson.
Bullpen.
And it's Jimmy Nelson, Madison Baumgartner, Chasen, Woodruff, and Burns
Hater.
Instead of Davies.
Hater.
I feel great.
Hater.
I'm good. Let's see what happens.
Hater.
This here.
Bullpen. You think that makes you a World Series favorite?
Jeffers.
If now, again, there's two big ifs, right? If Baumgartner is what he was prior to these last two fluke injuries that he had, and Jimmy Nelson is what he was, yeah. Mm-hmm. They can compete with anybody in a seven-game series with those two in that form at the front of the
they
rotation.
They can compete with anybody because of the bullpen anyway.
The bullpen helps for sure. But now you have two legitimate guys at the front of the rotation, which you did not have last year.
You don't need that. You need somebody to go 4-5 innings to get to the bullpen.
Dude, they
let's try that one more time. They had bullpen games
in a damn playoff series.
Let's do it again. Let's do it
again,
man.
They threw the same pitcher back-to-back days.
They made the
same pitcher start back-to-back games
Stearns,
in the playoffs.
Don't go out there wasting money when you don't need to. Let's stay. There's nothing broken right now. You got the best bullpen in baseball. Let's ride these guys one more time.
We'll talk with Brewers bench coach Tim Allen and myself in about 20 minutes.
Pat confirmed?
Murphy. Yes, former also Notre Dame head coach and coached your boy Craig Counsell at Notre Dame, and now he's on the bench with him. Center Lane today was, what did you learn about the Green Bay Packers over the weekend watching the divisional game? Sparky, you had a couple of different things that stuck out to you of where the Packers could go in 2019.
I just think it's running backs, running backs, running backs, running backs. As much as we want to talk about it being a passing league, you need a running back to catch the ball out of the backfield and exploit matchups, and they need that guy that can pound it between the tackles. The Packers have both of those dudes right now. All they have to do is utilize them the right way with Nathaniel Hackett as the offensive coordinator and Matt LaFleur as the head coach. If they can do that, this offense takes it another step that they didn't have this year. The problem is you don't have playmakers on the defensive side of the football, and that is where they're really lacking, and that's where they have to figure out how to get two or three guys, and literally two or three guys. You have no safeties. Two or three guys on this defense between now and next season in order for them to really have a chance to compete for something.
Leroy, what did you learn about the Packers after watching these four games this past weekend?
I think for the most part you got to get playmakers, obviously, but you have to have a sound system that everybody's bought in. These 1-2 and 1-2 teams, they're 1-2 for a reason. I mean, and that's what – that you separate yourselves because you got guys who make plays. And guys that understand that, you know, it may be your turn and you got to be ready. I mean, because Lattimore stepping up, man. That guy played a great game, man. I mean, having a shutdown corner helps, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at Kansas City and the Rams, they got corners that sometimes they play great and sometimes they play terrible, okay? And one of the corners, you know, well, I won't say no names. I'll let people look it up. But they're giving the Saints a lot of bulletin board material. But who cares about that anyway, really? You know, I learned that the Packers, they're not that far away, but they're not there yet either. So it's somewhere in the middle, and that's just not good enough. That's why you got to try to make some headway in free agency. And with that 12th pick, find out who's the best right tackle you can get for the next 10 years. If that guy's not there, go anywhere you want. I don't care. But you got to build that offensive lineup. Because I'm sick of Aaron Rodgers getting sacked and throwing the ball away every 15 seconds. I mean, that's just crazy.
Now, being good enough is also what we were talking about when Giannis in the left lane came up at the 4 o'clock hour, discussing if he is one of those players that's now good enough to be looked at as somebody you have to see in person.
I think he's there right now. You know, you talk about, I'm not talking about stats and everything else. Don't go overboard.
Right.
We're just talking about as a fan, you have to buy a ticket to go see him at least once, right? So Michael Jordan, LeBron, Shaq, Kobe, those guys are special players that if you were a kid, you were hoping mom and dad could figure out a way to get you to a game one way or the other, right? Save up your money, get to a game. However you get there.
You weren't going to the concession until it was a timeout.
Or not at all, depending on the finances.
Or not at all,
right. So, but either way, at least you got to see that player play. I think that's where it is now with Giannis. I really do. And Billy was talking about a couple post-game shows over the weekend about how he's getting people from all over the country saying they weren't even going to go to the game, but because they heard Giannis was going to play, they went. That was in Atlanta. So, but imagine then, at the same point, Wizards fans, Wizards team, man, very good. Bradley Beal's playing, though, boy, right now. But even though they're not that good, I'm sure there were people in D.C. that bought tickets to go see the Bucks-Wizards game to see Giannis, and then Giannis don't play, and those Wizards fans don't get their chance to see Giannis. And it's not like he comes rolling through there 6-7 times a year. And that's why, Bucks fans, don't be spoiled, man. If you haven't seen him play yet, just figure out a way, man. You want these ticket scalping sites, if you go far enough ahead, you can get cheaper tickets.
No doubt. Yep.
You can.
Best way to look at it. Leroy, you think he's there yet? Because he's – well, that's a different level.
Yeah, I think that he's on his way, but his fan base has to grow with him. Those guys' fan base is like – we was a Magic fan when he was at Michigan State, and you just knew him and Bird played that he was going to be a star from day one. Giannis wasn't a number one overall pick, a top pick like these guys. Giannis is like a 15 pick.
Yep.
So his fan base – and he's in the smallest market to boot. So – his fan base is in their 20s. When they get this fan base get another 10 years to get to their 30s and 40s, oh, man. Oh, boy. It'll be the same way. Because by then, we're going to know if you won a championship or not. But what all that don't matter to me. What matters to me, what makes him in the conversation, he's a great person.
You know who else is a great person?
Yeah.
My man, Dean Murray.
Dean Murray is a good guy, especially if you look at him. I had a good friend that wanted to propose to his girl. And he took his phone out, and he went to shoptjc.com, and did a live chat. And through that chat, which was pretty remarkable, you can actually text him and all kinds of things, and sent them, the jewelry sent his budget and everything. They text him back what they can do for him, set an appointment. He goes in there, he gets the ring, and now he's on his way. The Jewelry Center has been doing this for a long time, guys. Dean Murray's the guy. I mean, he's always there. He has 3 locations because he's trying to get more locations because he's such great deals. Everybody wants to come in at the same time, it seems like. In Greenfield location, the 7477 West Layton Avenue, 414-282-7241. In Brookfield, 17100 West Blue Mountain Road. That's Suite 206. I have a problem with 100. That's why I always say keep it 100. It's easier. 100 is kind of difficult sometimes. 262-784-1858. Now, Burlington, we haven't not forgotten about you guys. 348 North Pine Street. That's in Burlington again. 262-763-8685. And, guys, I'm telling you something. They got some of the best deals because it's the marrying season. Matter of fact, I'm getting married May 11th, and I got my wife's ring from the Jewelry Center. And they can work with me. They will work with anyone. So this is one of the best companies I've ever been around. Dean Murray is the owner, and he's always there. Go see the Jewelry Center today.
Hot Stove Weekly coming up next here on The Fan.
I can't wait.
Next on the Wendy's Big Show, we'll transition with Tim Allen. Wendy's Big Show wrapping things up here on a Monday edition. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler, Packer Hall of Famer, and myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. And now the franchise Tim Allen joining us as we get ready for Hot Stove Weekly.
Boys, 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 what's happening?
Actually, something was happening in the broadcast world. We had some news and notes. Sparky, I know you enjoyed Tim's news and notes segment for however long. I really, really dig
many
it
years.
Now on Hot Stove Weekly. Some broadcast news and notes.
Yeah, Tom Hartricourt wins Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year. Broadcaster of the Year for Wisconsin is Matt LePay. Both well-deserved honors.
No doubt, and definitely covering the Brewers. Timmy, what do we got coming up on Hot Stove Weekly coming up here at 6?
Bench coach Pat Murphy joins us in just a couple of minutes, so stick around for that. I want to get his thoughts on that run that I still look back on, and, man, what a great run. So we'll get that and the expectations for 2019's championship season.
Madison Bumgarner, you giving Corey Ray and Freddie Peralta for Madison Bumgarner?
For sure. I only think you lose one player, and that's Corey Ray.
Corey Ray and Corbin Burns for Madison Bumgarner.
I might be drawing the line there.
There you go. You and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, right? And lockstep together again. I enjoy that. I enjoy this
Burns,
sandwich when you guys
Burns
are back in here.
Burns is a stud. You mark it down right now. Burns is a high-end, possibly elite pitcher in baseball.
We'll talk a little bit more. Brewers coming up tomorrow on the Wendy's Big Show. We're back at 2. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson expected back tomorrow.
That's what Leroy said.
And
he's on Twitter right now, so he must be feeling better.
Well, Taysom Hill had him on Twitter last night.
He's got him on Twitter again.
Too happy.
It's happening again.
Maybe some Taysom Hill hate tomorrow when the Wendy's Big Show returns at 2. Served up hot and fresh by Wendy's. Thanks for listening.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.